Blackstone and Skyboat Media present The Holiday Case, a Tale by Burton E. Stevenson. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. The Holiday Case, Chapter 1, A Bolt from the Blue. The atmosphere of the office that morning was a shade less genial than usual. We had all of us fought our way downtown through such a storm of wind, snow, slush, and sleet as is to be found nowhere save in mid-March in New York, and our tempers had suffered accordingly. I had found a cab unobtainable, and there was, of course, the inevitable jam on the elevated, with the trains many minutes behind the schedule. I was some half-hour late in consequence, and when I entered the inner office, I was surprised to find Mr. Graham, our senior, already at his desk. He nodded good morning a little curtly. "I wish you'd look over these papers in the Heard case, Lester," he said, and pushed them toward me. I took them and sat down, and just then the outer door slammed with a violence extremely unusual. I had never seen Mr. Royce, our junior, so deeply shaken, so visibly distracted as he was when he burst in upon us a moment later, a newspaper in his hand. Mr. Graham, startled by the noise of his entrance, wheeled around from his desk and stared at him in astonishment. "Why, upon my word, John," he began, "you look all done up. What's the matter?"
"Matter enough, sir," and Mr. Royce spread out the paper on the desk before him.
"You haven't seen the morning papers, of course. Well, look at that!" And he indicated with a trembling finger the article which occupied the first column of the first page, the place of honor. I saw our senior's face change as he read the headlines, and he seemed positively horror-stricken as he ran rapidly through the story which followed.
"Why, this is the most remarkable thing I ever read," he burst out at last.
"Remarkable?" cried the other. "Why, it's a damnable outrage, sir. The idea that a gentle, cultured girl like Frances Holliday should deliberately murder her own father, strike him down in cold blood, is too monstrous, too absolutely preposterous, too—" And he stopped, fairly choked by his emotion. The words brought me upright in my chair. Frances Holliday accused of—well, no wonder our junior was upset. But Mr. Graham was reading through the article again more carefully, and while he nodded sympathetically to show that he fully assented to the other's words, a straight, deep line of perplexity, which I had come to recognize, formed between his eyebrows.
"Plainly," he said at last, "the whole case hinges on the evidence of this man Rogers, Holliday's confidential clerk. And from what I know of Rogers, I should say that he'd be the last man in the world to make a willful—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?